Yeah, well, sometimes I get to a fucking phone.
What are you mumbling about?
Nothing.
So, see, ventriloquism is a high art form. It's been around for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And if you haven't seen a ventriloquist act of the quality that you're going to see tonight, then you're in for a
Okay.
Well?
Enough with the hype.
Okay, all right.
Listen, Toppy.
What?
You know, I get a kick out of Big Fatty.
Big Fatty?
Yeah, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
Well, Big Fatty's a ventriloquist. Don't you know?
Well, yeah.
Well, anyways, that's all the ventriloquist I need.
Yeah.
BFO. That's all I need. Okay, well.
I like it, too.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, well, sometimes I get to a fucking phone.
What are you mumbling about?
Nothing.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2560 of the BFO for Monday, the 20th of November, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, it has been a busy, busy, busy weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Hello, Taker Offers Big. Put it back on. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're taking off us because that's what Big Fatty is doing today. Y'all, I'm taking off. I am taking off to Hatlanta. Yes, Big Fatty, off to Hatlanta. The drive is, it's too much. It's just too much. So, y'all, I may have to just go halfway. You know, yes, Big Fatty, where's about halfway? Well, about halfway between the villa and Hatlanta is the hotel. Big Fatty, you are vulgar. So y'all, I guess I'm heading that way. Today, and then who knows what'll happen. Big Fatty, why don't you just, instead of looking forward, tell us about the weekend by looking backward. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right little show, and y'all, as I had predicted, full right day was a y'all, it was a skeleton staff in the coal mine, so y'all, it's getting into the holidays, and a lot of people are taking the extra time off and things like that, so it's quiet as a mouse, I tell you. There wasn't a lot of folks coming by to pick up. Big Fatty, that'll pick up as you get close to Crema, because people need coal to go in stockings, it's true. But y'all, I think there was only four of us in the coal mine on Friday. And then, y'all, what did I do? Big Fatty, that's what we're waiting to hear. Big Fatty. You're not prepared. I'm not. Well, I'm prepared. I just can't remember. Oh, okay. What did I do? I took some of my soup. By the way, that's what I'm having for my supper Sunday night, is the last of my soup. Clearing out the old ice box. So I'm heating up the last of the soup. Came home from the coal mine on Friday, and y'all, as I was driving home, I get a text tomorrow, you know, hey, Big Fatty, what are you doing tonight? And y'all, it is my th- uh, my uh, my 30-year-old gentleman caller, and I said, "Oh, well, I sounds like I'm having guests." And he said, "Yes." And y'all got home and went for a nipple walk through Fat Acres. Just a quick nipple walk. You know, I since I don't have to record a little show on Friday, I can get out and do my nipple walk just as soon as I get home and change my underpants. Big Freddy, I don't wear underpants. Change my clothes. And so I got out and did that and got my nipple size in. And then he was going come over about 7 p.m. in the evening, and y'all then about 20 minutes till 7, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Y'all, okay. Y'all, he decided he wanted to come. Okay. Big Freddy, can I come on over now? I said, yes. Okay. So y'all, he came over and, y'all, I guess he was, here about, I don't know, about an hour, maybe a little bit, about 45 minutes or so, but y'all, it was just what the doctor ordered. Big Freddy, I didn't know that you had been to the doctor. I hadn't. And, y'all, it was just lovely. And we both, it ended well for all. Big Freddy, thank you for not getting too vulgar. And, y'all, then that evening, I was hungry, I cooked me up some Spam. I had bought that a couple of weeks ago, and I was looking for something that was that didn't have a lot of carbs. And y'all, so I opened a can of Spam, and sliced it up and fried it in. Y'all just love the fried Spam, Big Freddy. And it didn't take much. And y'all, I watched some sports ball and all, and y'all, I went to bed and what did I do then? Big Freddy, you probably went to sleep. Okay, I went to sleep. Y'all, even on Saturday, you know, when I don't have to get up, y'all, the body clock, y'all, this is a ravages of age. Y'all, your body clock just wakes your ass up. And so, y'all, I woke up at 6 a.m. in the morning and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I went back to sleep and all. And then got up and had my brufka. So read the newspaper out on the, veranda of the villa, and had my coffee out there Saturday morning. And y'all, Saturday was just a gorgeous day. Here in Charleston, y'all, it went up. It was going to the low 70s, and y'all, it was nice. The sun felt nice and warm, and it was just lovely. I went for a nipple walk through Fat Acres, and y'all, then I had decided. And I did this last year, before I went over to Hatlanta last year, and I did it again this year. Y'all, I brought in I have all of my crema decorations in these big plastic tubs, these big plastic bins. So I decided I was going to go ahead and bring them in to the villa. And have them here and have them already inside, because y'all, you never know what the weather's going to be. It could be raining or just frigid. And y'all, it was such a pretty day. So I brought all of that stuff in. And y'all, then I decided, you know what? I said to myself, I said, self, I'm going to put up my outdoor chroma lights. And y'all, so I had gotten new lights. I put lights on my bushes out in front of the villa. I had gotten some new ones, at the half price sale, at the end of last crema, the LED, cause you know,
yes, Big Fatty, you're a cheap ass. That's what it is.
It's true. And, y'all, I put my lights out on my bushes and got all my extension cords in place and everything. And y'all, then I decided, you know what? I had bought some more red, white, and blue crema lights that I was gonna put them out like for Labor Day and Memorial Day and the 4th of July and all, but I never did. So y'all, I went and got the red and the white ones out. And I've got some, the bushes I put, I've got four bushes that I put the lights on, the multicolored lights on. And y'all, then I've got like, I've got one, two, three, I've got four taller bushes in front of the villa. And y'all, I took the red and the white and I wrapped them around the taller ones so it looks like the candy canes. And so, y'all, I did that, and I decided I needed some additional extension cords. So, y'all, I went out to the Home Depot. I didn't go to the Lowell's. I went to the Home Depot, and I picked those up while I was out there, and had to get some plug things, you know, to have more outlets and things like that for my extension cord, because you know my extension cord is on a timer and everything, so the lights come on at dusk and they go off 6 hours later. And so y'all, I wrapped those up, and y'all, I didn't have enough red to do the fourth bush, so I've got to look for some of those when I go to the Home Depot again. I'll do that on the day after Thanksgiving, because you know the Hatterina likes to go to the Home Depot to get the 99-cent poinsettias, and y'all, I'll get some of those for my big pots that I have out in front of the villa, and I'll tell you more about those in a minute. Anyway, got all of those done and got it all set up, and I had it all set up so that when it got to dusk, the lights would come on and everything. And I came in and I watched some sports ball and just kind of piddled around the villa here and. While I was watching the sports ball, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, y'all. This was okay. Y'all, this was a gentleman caller. Okay, that I had played with. Y'all, he's just a little bit younger than me. But he had never been to the villa. He came by and I showed him the special chair and he was all impressed with it. Yes, Big Fatty, he loves that special chair. We had a little special chair time, and then we just kind of caught up and things like that. And y'all, then I fixed me some supper. What did I have for supper? I don't remember what I had for supper. Anyway, when I went out
to get the lights. I know the extension cords at the Home Depot, y'all. I filled up with petroleum products, $2.19 a gallon, to prepare myself for the trip to Hatlanta later today. And y'all, then I was on that Stick It With A Poke with Jim and Gavin, and David, that Blue Jeans guy, was there. And y'all, we had some Thanksgiving memories, and we talked a little bit about crema and things like that. Y'all, it was a nice little chitter chat. Y'all, then I was off to the bar, I had heard from Granny that he was not going to be there. Y'all, Granny is having vehicle problems. The old jalopy, I think the crank broke off the front of it or something. So, Granny did not come out, and, Durwood evidently had some sort of facial hair calamity. Benny. So he wasn't out either. So y'all, it was just me and Big Dick and his friend. We'll call him John. Why Big Fatty? Because that's his name. And our new friend Jeremy, who has been coming out, he was there. And y'all, we just had a nice little time there at the bar. Then got home and Sunday read my newspaper here on the glider again. It was a lovely morning out there. And y'all, I've washed my clothes and my sheets to get ready for the trip to Hatlanta. And y'all, my pots in front of my house, y'all, they don't have any drainage in them. So I asked Miss Kitty if he could help me with that. So y'all, I went over to Miss Kitty's house, and Miss Kitty drilled my hole a bit, Fanny. And then he gave me kind of a touch up on my haircut by fingered my hair, bit, Fanny. So he drilled your hole and fingered your head, or something like that. But anyway, y'all, I now have drainage holes in my pots, and y'all, he even gave me some drainage gravel to go in my pot, so I'm all set for when I come back with my poinsettias from Hatlanta. Let's see. And y'all, then I've spent most of Sunday preparing. I have been preparing a little shows for you for the Spanksgiving holiday, because you know I can't record while I'm over there in Hatlanta, so I've got to have a little. But everybody's got to have a little show. Yes, Big Fatty, they must have a little show. So and y'all, I'm sure there's more, but that's about all I can remember. Well, Big Fatty, you had two gentlemen callers, and Miss Kitty fingered your head, fingered you, and drilled your hole. That sounds like quite the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I got to see y'all, and I got to see Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl, Olive, when I went by Miss Kitty's. Oh, dear, I got to see Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl, Olive, when I went over there. And y'all, they've got a new TV machine on the wall over there. Y'all, it's quite fancy. Quite fancy. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely week. I know it'll be an abbreviated week for many of you in the U.S. of A., so make the most of it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's Lou's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there, old Stinkpot and Sassy over there at the old Stinkpot Lou's show. And Sassy and Stinkpot, when you hear the BFO, what do you usually think of?
Yeah, well, sometimes I get to a fucking phone.
What are you mumbling about?
Oh, well, that's because that's what Big Fatty does best.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.